Yes.
Did you add it to it?
Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact.
Okay, cool.
You're back on. Thank you.
Yeah, I did.
Keyshawn.
Okay.
So we're, Nia, I think we said 20 minutes to talk about the, Lonnie had done a cost estimate on some of the motions that we had. And we had 20 minutes. Perhaps we can get through it within the next 15 minutes, and then we will adjourn. Our next meeting will be on September the 12th, and the following meeting on September the 18th, both at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Lonnie, can you proceed, please?
Well, the Investigation on Racism Committee cost estimate. Now, I did send emails out to AC saying what their meeting schedule was, and I think he said that committee doesn't have firm plans now, and their meeting would be September 3rd. And I was offering to work with them around a budget. Now, meantime, of course, in talking with other folks, there was two or three formats. How would the committee actually operate? One idea was apparently just do conference calls. And in doing so, that's pretty easy to estimate what the conference calls would be. Another idea floating around, maybe members of the committee can correct me because I don't know. I'm just going by what people said they thought was under discussion. So I have no official minutes to work from. The other ones have a committee of three that would travel to stations. And in traveling, you, of course, will have costs. The way it works is it costs about $1,000 a person per cross-country trip, hotels, 2 or 3 days, because I'm assuming it won't be one for one day, and normally you come in the night before, so you're talking about a minimum of 3 days. And so it would cost, for that trip, normally we would figure about $1,000. So three people, $3,000. If they were, so that structure, a traveling committee of three, the cost, as I say, would be based on that $1,000 for a three-day trip, including hotel, food, per diem. That's what it normally costs, maybe a little more. If there were periods where they were actually interviewing people, and I'm assuming some of that interviewing could be done in 3 days, but if you were to say 4 days per city, then you're talking, 4 days and... three people, then you'd add to that another $1,200, another $200. So it would be $1,200 per person per trip. So three times 12, $3,600. And you do five cities, you get the figure. They have, they haven't come up with a plan, so we don't really know what the costs are. I'm just guessing from what some folks say they've been discussing and some folks say. So that's the best I have on that committee. I'm sure when they get together, they'll probably look to have it be done in the most economical way. But as I say, no concrete information at this time.
Who will have to authorize those expenditures?
It would be that way. On the personnel retreat, we do have firm figures. And that is coming up soon. That is coming up in 2 weeks. Greg, you want to just go through that? We went over those numbers.
But
today.
I don't think there was a question that didn't get answered, I think.
Brian had a question.
There was somebody, I thought Brian asked some question, and there was
he
somebody
did.
Asked.
Yeah, the question is, who ultimately signs off on those expenses? Who authorizes those expenditures by the committee?
It is a board-authorized committee.
Yeah.
And so the way I would envision it is that once we use our financial impact statement, then that would go back to the board with a financial impact statement and with a budget and cost estimates attached, and the board would approve the budget for the committee.
So we're clear that that committee doesn't spend anything until the board's approved a budget for it?
Well, we're working cooperatively with them. They'll come up with what they'd like to do, and then I'll help cost it out. So, yeah, they'll come back. There will be a budget. It'll have to be approved.
May I ask a question?
Sure, Teresa.
Are we speaking about the retreat that's happening in the end of September?
We're just getting to it. We're not.
We haven't gotten there yet.
We're just. I was just about to, but I wanted to make sure Brian got his question answered first.
Yeah. Okay, because as a point of information, I don't think the National Board has approved that expenditure yet. Correct.
Right. Well, it hasn't approved expenditures for the committee or for the retreat.
Yeah, neither one yet.
That's right. This is yet to be acted on in both cases.
Can I ask a question on the racism committee? Do we expect, these three people are all board members, right, who will be making these trips, and do we expect any type of support in terms of either consultants, HR, legal, in terms of doing these interviews that they're planning that they would do? Are there any other, other costs that perhaps
could
will
be legal, there could be legal costs. There would probably be, because where we'd be dealing with potentially, well, a board, it's supposed to be a committee directed toward LSB and PNB members, not toward staff, so, but still personnel and confidentiality and other legal questions are apt to come up, and so we anticipate there might be some legal expenses related to that. We don't know what they'll be at this point, but yeah, that's reasonable.
Brian, you know, they could take their charge to gather information and not try to adjudicate stuff. You know, it depends on what they concretely decide to do.
Madam Chair, this is all speculation. The committee hadn't made any decisions yet.
Absolutely.
We don't have anything to consider until
they... Sorry, Ambrose, the point you're making is...
We're wasting time on this because the committee hasn't decided. We're dealing with speculation.
Right.
Let's wait until we got something solid, and then Lonnie can cost it out.
Okay, can I ask a question? So there is a meeting on the 3rd, so perhaps there will be more information so you can have another cost on this.
And we're meeting on the 12th and the 18th, yes.
I mean, the racism committee is meeting on
the 3rd. Yes, I know. They're meeting on the 3rd. They've got to make some decisions before we can do anything.
Are we talking about the personnel retreat?
Not yet.
No, we haven't gotten that yet.
That's next.
Sorry.
Shall I go and do that, get to that?
Oh, please.
Yeah, okay. We made some progress on that. There's going to be a proposal actually brought forward, maybe to be added to tomorrow night's PMB agenda through the Personnel Committee, which met last night. And I've gotten some cost figures. This is not firm, and I would, obviously open to change, and also the board still has to vote as to whether they really want to go ahead with this. But Jane Ariel, who is the person who was interviewed last night, and Kathy Neal and Associates Committee thought to try to get a joint retreat that would involve not only the staff but ultimately the board as well on Friday. And Jane Ariel would cost probably $1,800 or less to work with us for a day, and then there would be some prep time. The other group is more expensive, but if we trim down the number of hours that we contract with them from the original estimate to perhaps to somewhere in the neighborhood of 18 hours of time, which includes 10 or 11 hours with the staff and then their prep time and reporting time, their cost would be about $7,000 more or less. And so we're speaking of actually it's less than that, I think. Basically $9,000 in potential cost for consultants for 3 days, basically, for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with the board. And then the cost of lodging committee members for extra days in California for two extra days, and lodging some staff members for one extra day than what they would normally be. So we still think that if you want to do something like this, it could cost up to $11,000. That is to say approximately $3,000 a day, or maybe a little less on average, for the consultants, which is what you have paid in the past. In fact, the People's Institute for Survival and Beyond, we paid them $3,000 to provide the anti-racism workshop in June. So if you want to do this, that's what it costs, $9,000 approximately for two consultants for 3 days, and then the cost of lodging for people to come to be there for those extra days. And this is going to be up to the board to decide. They might decide to do none of it, to only do part of it, and the personnel committee passed the motion, and I think that will be debated tomorrow night or at the next PMB meeting. But this committee may want to talk about it now as well.
Okay, thank you. Questions? Comments?
Same question.
I have a question. So I'm sorry. So the additional cost of the lodging for X number of people,
We're thinking about $2,000 or less. We costed it out in a very general way. We're talking about 7 or 8 board members for 2 extra days and approximately 7 staff members for 1 extra day. These are, we would have to fly people and lodge them for the PMB meeting extra, but we'd be asking them to come earlier. That's why, that's the difference in cost. That's the additional cost. So we don't see a travel impact because everybody's flying in anyway. They're just flying 2 days or 1 day early.
Same question here. They're not actually going to spend anything until they've submitted a budget and it's been approved.
Exactly.
Right?
Nothing's been spent, and we haven't contracted with any. I don't have permission to even contract. I just got kind of estimates from them as to, well, if we did this, what would it cost? But the first stop is here. The next stop is the PMB, and if the PMB approves this plan or a variation on it, at that point, you know, then I and Lonnie would actually work out terms with these consultants.
Well,
and hopefully that's going to happen very soon.
We'd my
like
feeling
to
is that
next week.
As long as we're clear that these committees don't spend money until we see a budget in writing and it gets approved, I don't think we need to discuss this at all. We should just move on. I mean, until we're looking at a document in front of us.
I would like to say something.
Please, Teresa.
If they've already gotten their tickets, then...
Who's gotten what tickets?
Their airline tickets.
Who's gotten what airline tickets?
Well, I do know that... I think it was Donna Gates encouraged people to get a hold of the travel agent and buy their tickets already.
Yeah, well, I don't think the staff has been told that.
I
wouldn't think that the personnel committee, which knows that this has not been approved, would be very wise to book their tickets until we know.
Okay.
Other board members know when they're coming, but, you know, I haven't told the staff to do anything.
Okay. Well, I just saw a general letter from Donna telling everybody to get with the travel agent, Becky.
That's true. But, you know, people have to, you know, take some responsibility. I mean, the committee members know that this is a matter that has to be decided by the PMB. If they don't, then they're not paying attention, frankly.
Okay. And another thing that is of concern to me is that it seems like the purpose of this meeting has changed. So I'm looking forward to them presenting something to the national board, you know, saying what the purpose of this is. And
I think Evelyn intends to do that. The question is when she can get on your agenda.
Okay. Another issue is that I think when we've done two trainings in Houston, and they cost more like $1,800.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what Jane Ariel costs, but the consultants, the Kathy Neal Associates, are considerably more expensive. It's two people and not one. They bring computers for everybody who participates in it. It's a fairly sophisticated methodology, and it costs more. And that's going to be a question as to whether we want to spend that money.
One other thing that needs to be considered for the future is I had hoped that our personnel or our HR person would be capable of doing such training.
Move the agenda, Madam Chair.
This is...
Second.
Thank you, Ambrose. Please, can you answer the question quickly?
Did you want me to answer that question?
Ambrose is right.
We've
discussed this a number of times, and
yeah.
I think we can take this offline. Are those the total estimates? So we're at $11K for the personnel retreat, and we still don't have a number yet on the racism committee. We have some projections. So. Are there any other questions?
$11K is for not only the, if we did it, it would be not only for the staff, but it would also constitute payment for the board for Friday as well. So as long as you understand that it includes, that it's a proposal that includes more than a staff retreat.
I have a question. So Jane Ariel, she'll do Friday and
the proposal that she do basically a 1 day on communications issues. For the national staff, the GMs, the program directors, and the personnel committee to find out what our dysfunction is, and then a second day, which would be more oriented toward structural issues in the network with an aim toward structural reform.
All right. We had, I think we'd already discussed, so are there more questions on the personnel retreat?
Yeah, as a non-board, non-PMB member, I just, this is Jane, I just want to clarify. Were you talking about a personnel retreat or a board retreat? I just...
Do we want to continue? I don't want to...
I'm sorry.
I'd love to answer your question, but I have a feeling that other members of the committee...
I'm sorry. It was on the agenda,
not
and I had no idea what was being discussed, so...
I sympathize.
Okay.
I have a
complimentary
point here. I would request that in the future we not agendize discussions of expenses that budgets haven't been submitted before. For. If we're not looking at a document that says what costs are, I don't see any reason we should be using our time on a conference call to just be lobbying around best guesses.
Thank you, Brian. There is the direction from the board to try to get an estimate on this, and the whole point, Brian, is that there is nothing there. So Lyon is doing the best he can do in terms of coming up with some projection of what the cost may be without having any information. And the very motion itself that we put forward and that you assisted on is that we must have information in order to actually give a cost estimate on these motions.
I agree with you entirely, but as long as we're clear that there are no expenses until there's something in writing, then we don't need to have a discussion until there's something in writing.
We're slowly but surely working toward that now. But this is the very point of the motion. Thank you. Are there other comments?
May I just ask Greg to repeat one more time? What is the purpose of the what are the professionals providing at the retreat? Communication issues. What else?
I'm not going to go into any further discussion.
Okay.
I think that the committee's been very clear that they don't want to discuss this any further now. I'm sorry, Teresa, I'd love to talk with you about it, and I'll talk with you about it tomorrow morning if you wish.
Okay, well, that's fine. Well, actually, I'm okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Comments? So the... thing that we want to continue to work on are just in terms of the budgets and when we'll have those, or we have our next meeting. And Lonnie, you were to, there was something about PSW. That was the thing that in terms of getting the budget for PSW and so that Jane will be comfortable. And I think you said you had a meeting next Tuesday. So just that you were supposed to get the latest budget to Jane. I believe that's what she had requested.
No, yeah, but I can deal with Lonnie. But I mean, I'm looking at the national budget and the consolidated budget.
Okay.
And it's still not, the numbers still, I can't get them to match. So
give me a call. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I can't download this one in DSL. I have to go to AOL to do this. It won't happen. But, okay, I'll look at it then. Oh, are there any other comments? Any other thing that you think we need to discuss? Certainly like to appreciate everyone's time, including the executive session, and certainly appreciate Patty Heffley acting as, I hope I'm not being too obsequious. I'm not like you-know-who, but for taking the minutes for tonight's meeting. So if there are any other comments, I certainly appreciate everyone being on the line, and thank you.
One more comment, Madam Chair.
Sure.
There's a reserves policy motion that's pending before this body that seems to have dropped off the agenda. I'd like to see it on future ones.
Bonnie, what were... We had that... I had that on the last... I think on the last...
two meetings ago, we postponed it.
I couldn't make the one when I was sick, that it was on there. So I don't know what... So what... Did you guys do anything with that?
Yeah, we had a motion.
Okay.
We brought a motion.
Okay,
this body postponed it to the next meeting, which was, in fact, our last one.
Okay. Let me... Okay, so... the. Okay, so...
Thank you for keeping
Lonnie, why don't you send the motion to me? And then we will see what we need to do to move it to the PNB.
Can we discuss it now, or is it too late?
Lonnie, do you... I don't have a copy of it. I don't have a copy of the latest. I have the motion, but I don't think it's the latest copy. I haven't.
No, it hasn't. We were supposed to, as I recall, work the motion in that subcommittee again because the one before us looked very complicated and we really couldn't do it in committee. So it may have to revisit it, Brian, and see if
Did the committee do that while I was off the call? Did they refer it back to the work group?
No, it referred back to the work group, but I don't think the work group met, so that has to
okay.
be done.
I'm
right.
Sorry about that.
The one I had wasn't the latest. Okay, so what are we going to do about this? The work group will meet again?
Yeah, Dave, me, Brian, guess we'll have to go and do that.
And Rudy.
And me.
And you, yeah. Who
okay,
will convene?
So when will you do that?
Who agrees to convene, and then we can all go home.
Okay, who's going to convene?
I think you convened it last time, Lonnie, so why don't you...
You've been volunteered. Okay, so Lina will convene, and we'll have something by the 18th.
And just to be clear, the direction from this committee is to make the language simpler?
Yeah, it was obvious that it was complicated to go through it. And maybe a simpler language, cut it down, not so many, few less paragraphs. At least have a shot at it. See what we could do.
Sounds good.
Okay, great. Okay, so the 12th or the 18th, you'll have something. Maybe if the end of the meeting on the 12th, if we have time, maybe we can do that then. Well, are there any other questions, points,
I just
issues?
Want to clarify. We have Brian, Baruti, me, and Dave. Is that the only ones on there so far? If I'm going to convene, I'm trying to be sure I get everybody.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Good night.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Brian, for keeping us on track. I was muted.
I'm sorry. I get cranky after three hours
on
the phone.
I'm sorry I cut you off,
no,
Teresa.
No, you're fine.
I'd be happy to talk with you in depth and
I got off
show
on
you
a
the letter and everything.
And, you're right on task. That's excellent.
Okay.
I appreciate
tomorrow.
That.
Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.